Now, we can't answer this question. We can't understand this matter without first understanding the nature of the path in general. That is to say, the path from what Buddhists call the samsara, the round of existence, to nirvana. The path from conditioned to unconditioned being. The path from enlightened humanity, from unenlightened humanity rather, to the enlightened humanity of the Buddha. Now, this great path, which constitutes the main theme of Buddhism on the practical side, this great path to nirvana, to the unconditioned, to Buddhahood, is traditionally divided into three great successive stages. The stage of sila, the stage of samadhi, the stage of prajna, that is to say, the stage of morality, the stage of meditation, and the stage of wisdom. There are many other ways of dividing and even subdividing the path, but this is the most important and most fundamental. This threefold division into the successive stages of sila, samadhi, prajna, morality, meditation, wisdom. Sila, morality, is simply skillful action. Action which benefits oneself, which helps oneself to grow, to develop, an action which benefits others too, helps them to grow, helps them to develop. And sila is not just the external action divorced from attitude, from mental attitude. Sila comprises the attitude as well. It's the attitude and the mode of behavior in which that attitude naturally expresses itself. So sila is skillful action, that is to say, action issuing from, based upon, certain skillful mental states, especially states of love, states of generosity, and states of peace and contentment. Sila is everything that one does out of or because of these skillful mental states. That essentially is what morality is, ethics is in Buddhism. Action issuing from those skillful mental states. And then samadhi. Samadhi, or meditation, comprises all sorts of things. It's a word with many different meanings on a number of different levels. Samadhi means, first of all, the gathering together of all one's scattered energies, the bringing of them together into, as it were, a single focus. Most of the time, much of the time, our energies are divided. They go here and there. They are scattered. They are not unified. They are not integrated. So first, we must integrate all our energies. This doesn't mean forcibly concentrating on a particular point. It means bringing all the energies together, harmonizing them, integrating conscious and unconscious energies in a natural, spontaneous manner towards a single point. So concentration is complete unification of psycho-spiritual energies. And this is the first grade, the first level of samadhi. And then samadhi comprises, after the integration of all these psychophysical and psychospiritual energies, comprises the experience of higher and ever higher states, grades, levels of consciousness, extending even into what we call the dhyana states, the states of superconsciousness, where we are above the body, above the mind. The mind has stopped working long ago. We're in higher states. We experience bliss, peace, joy, ecstasy, but not insight. We're still within samsara, still within the realm of the mundane. And samadhi also comprises the development of certain what we may describe as hidden powers of man, certain aspects of human functioning which are usually considered occult, supernormal, or even, though wrongly, supernatural. We may find that certain faculties, such as telepathy or clairvoyance, clairaudience, develop quite naturally, spontaneously, and in some cases even an insight into one's previous existence is stretching back into the past, life before life, may arise as well. So all this, and even more, comprises samadhi, the second great successive stage of that path to the unconditioned, to nirvana. And then thirdly, prajna, wisdom. And this means not any worldly wisdom, not any conditioned understanding, not anything conceptual or theoretical. It means direct insight into the truth, into reality, into the ultimate. Direct contact with reality, experience of reality, which is at first momentary, just a flash, a mere glimpse that comes and goes like a lightning flash, but which eventually becomes more and more lasting. Which eventually becomes a sort of single continuous beam penetrating, as it were, into the depths of reality, probing into infinity itself. And when this prajna, when this insight, when this experience, when this wisdom is fully developed, this is what we call bodhi, or enlightenment itself. And at that level, we can't speak of it in these, as it were, gnostic terms. We have to speak of it also at that level in terms of unlimited love and compassion, but transcendental love, transcendental compassion, not what we usually call by those names.